Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into some pretty deep waters with Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird.
Right, looking at how they took Kuiper's ideas and ran with them.
Exactly. Specifically, how they thought about, well, individuality, relationships, and time itself.
Using some core philosophical texts as our guide.
Our mission, really, is to pull out the key insights on these fundamental parts of existence.
And it all kind of circles back to Kuiper's big three points, doesn't it?
Yeah, the individual standing before God, Christ's lordship over everything, and the Spirit's work in the world.
And later Trinitarian thought really reinforced this. You know, folks like Barth, Bavinck, Moltmann, they all wrestled with the Trinity.
It wasn't always front and center, was it? There was that eclipse period.
True, but it came back strong. As Calvin said, you kind of need the Trinity to know the true God.
So how does this deep Trinitarian theology actually connect to Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird's philosophy?
Well, think about the work of the Trinity. Father as creator, Son as redeemer, Spirit as transformer. That gives us three big ideas, or presupposita: origin, coherence, and providence.
Linked to the Father, Son, and Spirit, respectively.
Exactly. And those ideas line up almost perfectly with individuality, relationality, and time.
Interesting. Let's start with individuality then, origin, the Father's work. How did they approach what makes something itself?
They really moved away from just listing traits. For them, an individual is fundamentally a subject dependent on the origin, God the Father.
So not defined just by its characteristics.
Right. Vollenhoven had his this, that, and thus so, where and what something is functionally. Dewey Weird talked about individuality structures.
The key being uniqueness derived from God's creation.
Precisely. You can't fully grasp an individual just by analysis. There's an irreducible uniqueness from the Father's creative act. You have to encounter it.
And this isn't just for people.
No, applies across the board. Everything depends on the origin.
How does that play out in just, you know, everyday experience?
Think about looking at your hand. You don't see bits and pieces. You see your hand, a whole unique thing. That's the naive grasp of origin.
And for deeper theoretical understanding.
That's where the modalities come in, like different angles. Physical, biological, social, ethical. There's a list of 15.
Like how a plant is primarily biotic, living, but also physical.
Exactly. Those are ways to understand it. Approximations, always needing refinement. They called it founding and leading functions.
And Dewey Weird added something about things existing independently.
Yeah, he stressed that things are real outside our minds, which actually helps Vollenhoven's view, grounding individuality in actual being, not just function or structure.
Okay, let's shift to relationships. The Son's work, coherence.
Right. They both saw this irreducible diversity in the world. Under the Son's rule, it wasn't just society, it was everything.
So the Son holds it all together.
That's the idea of coherence.
Mm-hmm.
It means the web of relations is trustworthy. It makes sense. It's why red means red for a rose. There's a shared reality.
How does this differ from, say, Vollenhoven's initial view?
Well, Vollenhoven sometimes made relations seem only context dependent, which could lean towards relativism. Dewey Weird's idea of universal kinds of relations offers a balance.
And our experience of these relations.
It's direct. You see a ball fall that's experiencing a physical relationship. We grasp the harmony implicitly.
But theoretically, we distinguish them.
Yes, using those different modal kinds, again, physical relations, social ones, etc. Coherence means they all hang together through analogies, not reduced to one single principle.
Makes sense. Now, time. The Spirit's work, providence. This is where they diverged more.
Significantly. Vollenhoven focused on the narrative, history unfolding purposefully through the Spirit. Think providence.
The Spirit guiding events, giving hope.
Exactly. He talked about the Spirit positivizing law and situations, driving things forward, past, present, future. A real dynamic. Dewey was more focused on the structures underneath.
So providence adds a sense of genuine eventfulness, beyond just structure.
Yes. It allows for time as its own thing, a transcendental. Think Moltmann's idea of Adventus, not just predictable future, but genuinely new hope driven by the Spirit. Vollenhoven called it the much more.
And in daily life, how does Vollenhoven see time?
As things coming and going, events bringing individuals and relations together in new ways. Events are changes, not just static arrangements.
So events aren't reducible to just the things and their links.
Precisely. He stressed the actuality of events.
And the theoretical take on time.
Both listed time aspects linked to the modality, sequence, duration, etc. Dewey Weird sometimes blurred the line, seeing time aspects as modalities, which Vollenhoven helps correct.
So providence stops us reducing time to just one explanation.
Right. It keeps time dynamic and purposeful, rooted in the Spirit's work.
So bringing it all together, how did their different starting points help refine the overall picture?
Well, Vollenhoven started with the individual, which made relations a bit tricky for him systematically. Do You Weird started with relations, risking a view where individuals are just instances of those relations.
So they needed each other.
In a way, yes. Vollenhoven's focus on eventfulness corrects Dewey Weird's structural view of time. Dewey Weird's robust view of relations helps give structure to Vollenhoven's understanding of time aspects.
A mutual correction, then, across individuality and origin.
Relationality and coherence.
And time and providence.
Yeah.
All seen through the lens of the Trinity's work.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot: individuality, relationships, time, grounded in origin, coherence, providence, and ultimately, the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
So the question we leave you with is this. If you really take seriously the unique, irreducible value of every single thing, person, or moment,
rooted in its origin,
and the profound, reliable interconnectedness of everything,
yielding coherence,
and the dynamic, unfolding, purposeful nature of time itself,
guided by providence,
yeah,
how might that change the way you look at, well, everything? Your knowledge, your connections, your own story within the bigger story.
Something to think about.